As the clocks strike midnight, millions of Americans will have health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. The rollout has been rocky, riddled with broken websites, deadline extensions, shrunken care networks, surprise policy cancellations. Eric Erling is the spokesperson for Premera Blue Cross. Premera is one of the top five health insurance providers in Washington State. It's also the only big insurance company in the state that is also licensed to help sign people up for their subsidies and their tax credits directly through the Health Benefits Exchange. Thanks for being in.
My pleasure.
When people are calling up, what are the questions they're asking of Premera right now?
Lots of questions, kind of depending on a key factor. If you've already got health coverage today in 2013, there's lots of changes for you and what your options are for 2014. As you alluded to, a number of folks had plans that were discontinued. So they have questions about what their options are for 2014. If someone's purchasing insurance for the first time, it's obviously the source of a lot of questions. And so we're just trying to guide them through that process, help them figure out are they eligible for a subsidy or not, help them find the best plan from there.
And is the timing working? I mean, are people getting the answers they need in a timely fashion to get their insurance?
Reasonably so. I mean, it's been a bit of a challenge with kind of this ongoing extension of deadlines. It was originally December 15th, and then it became December 23rd. So we're trying to help people as much as possible. Call wait times have been a bit higher than normal, but still better than the exchanges, which have been very difficult just based on the large volume of questions people have.
Now, one of the tricky things that people are facing are these changes in their networks. And,
correct.
And Premera has the pared down the value network. You're looking at it as a way to contain costs, but it also means that people may or may not find themselves in their network in a hospital at the time of their illness. How are you guys working with that so people know, well, this is in my network, this is not? Because you really don't want people saying, are you in the network, doctor?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, because for every health plan that's available, whether it's on the exchange or outside the exchange, they do have different networks. And so we've taken two approaches. One, we've ensured that, you know, people are aware, hey, you should be assessing as you're purchasing a plan, is the doctor you want, is the hospital you want in the network for the plan that you're purchasing? And then once they enroll in a plan, making sure they have the information they need so they understand how to use their benefits. That can be an issue for a normal consumer, but especially if you've never had coverage before, understanding how to use an insurance plan is obviously an important thing. So we're trying to make sure that consumers have the information they need to understand how to use their benefits.
So one of the criticisms Premera has gotten, a lot of insurance companies have gotten from patients and from doctors, is why are these networks shrinking? Why aren't I able to use the doctor I need to use? How much of that is the ACA, and how much of that is the fact that the ACA allows you guys to rejigger in order to contain costs?
Well, two factors there. One, we've been hearing from our customers, both individual and employers, for a long time that the cost of health care that's driving up the cost of coverage is unsustainable. So we've been interested in trying to control costs for our customers for some time. So really, it came down to an issue of affordability. We wanted to offer access to high-quality care at a more affordable price. And this value-based network that we're able to put together does allow us to offer our plans for consumers at a significantly lower price than we would otherwise be able to offer.
Higher costs for some, though, and higher out-of-pockets for others.
If you're choosing to go in-network, you're definitely going to save money over the networks that might be available for employer-based plans. So it's an important question of understanding, am I going to an in-network hospital or an out-of-network hospital? Because as you alluded to, costs will be higher if you go out-of-network.
As this thing shakes out over the next few weeks, how are you going to rejigger when you hear from doctors who say, or hospitals say, hey, why have you left me out? I want to get back in, or, you know, I can't get the doctor I need. What's the plan?
You know, our focus really right now is implementing health care reform as smoothly as possible for our customers. So really, at this point, the networks are what they are in 2014, and we want to help those that have purchased our plans understand them and use the benefits and get the most for their money. So that's our focus for 2014.
Through the year?
Definitely.
The big idea, of course, for ACA was that you would get more young and healthy people to sign up. How are the numbers looking on that?
Probably a little bit premature to say for two reasons. One, there's tens of thousands of folks that have signed up for a plan on the exchange, but they haven't made that first month's payment, which fully completes their enrollment. So we don't actually know who all is enrolled entirely effective January 1st. And then this unique open enrollment period for the first year of the ACA runs all the way until March 31st. So we got some time before we really get a handle on who all is enrolled.
All right. There'll be more on this in the months ahead. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Eric Erling is spokesperson for Premera Blue Cross. This is The Record.